neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Sadiq, he rejects the action right after the bracha was received. So now the question that is asked, what was he saying? What was Yosef was saying? How can he wait? So now, Midrash brings, actually Yosef HaSadiq was saying to his father, do you know why I'm here? What was he, why he was in Mitzrayim?
Because of jealousy.
Because of the brothers.
Jealousy?
Yeah. No, what was the cause of him being in Mitzrayim?
Brothers.
No, I haven't heard the...
Brother, they hate him because of the father and father.
Yaakov fault. The reason that the Yosef said he is in Mitzrayim now because of Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom.
Why?
Milat Chamesh Selaim, Gemara says. Because of Ketonet Pasim that he gave to Yosef, then that's the whole balagan started in the house. So now Yosef comes to his Abba and says, you're doing the same thing! You see what happened to me? You're doing the same thing!
How come he
waited until he... So again, Yomad brings that whenever the young one says to build, don't listen to him. But when the old one says to destroy, do it right away. Why? Because the young one doesn't know what he's doing. He's full of, you know, his heart. No, let's do it, this. You know, he doesn't think. So, here, yeah, actually, the reason that we have a code to Atan Shah, it starts with which letter? Bet. Why with bet? Which one would be better, Aleph or bet?
Oh,
Aleph.
It's not the first one.
Aleph.
So, why with bet?
It's not the first one.
Because Yehudi should never ever forget any decision that you're just about to make. Don't forget to ask Aleph before you. There's an Aleph before you. Don't think that you know how to handle it, what to do, how to make a decision. So the same thing here, Yosef HaSadiq, no, there's something to it. So he waited. So Abba is finished. And then he presented his idea. But that's what he was thinking. He says, you know, it's going to happen again. See, we have a halacha in, actually is a statement in the Gemara that the one that answers Amen, he gets a greater reward than the one that says the bracha. Makes sense?
No.
It doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Yeah, so when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, which reward is greater? You say to recite the name of Hashem or say Kel Melech Neiman, Amen. Which one? Which one?
Amen.
When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you recite the name of Hashem. What is Amen? It's an abbreviation of three words. So now here, the message is very powerful, and that is, now you're sitting somewhere, and then you hear somebody says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol, Nihya Vidvaro. Do you answer Amen? But he didn't say it with Kavanah. Maybe he didn't say the name of Hashem, and then he was thinking about something else.
You took the time out of your time and listened to him. You put the Kavanah for him.
I know, but how do you approve his Beracha? Maybe he was thinking about something else. Maybe he was thinking about the cake. He said, Shakol. You know,
you're giving him
the name of Hashem, not what
he's doing. But how do you know his Beracha is glad kosher? How do you know? You don't know.
You don't know. No, we don't know.
So why do you answer Amen?
Because of the name of Hashem.
To make it perfect.
What's that? No, if you're Rachat, Rambam brings, if you're thinking about Hayetz, and they say Mezonot, even you say Hadaman Hayetz, according to Rambam, is not good. The Halakha say it's okay. But Rambam says the intention that you had on the name of Hashem, if it's not exact, the Racha is not good. Well, how can we answer Amen? So now, the message is very powerful, and it is Amen means I okay you. How can you okay you? But how do you know? Here, Gemara is teaching us to approve somebody else, something good. You say, no, I can do it without him. He doesn't know how to do it. He doesn't know, you know, how it should be done. To accept somebody can do it better than you has a greater reward than you doing it. That's why the Gemara says, when you answer amen, it's a greater reward than the one that says the bracha. Why? Because you approved it. You say hey, you put a say hey on it. You notarize it. But this is not about only when somebody says bracha and you say amen. It's about any good act of Yehudi that you have to...
Even if you say the bracha wrong.
Well, no, it's not that he's saying it wrong. No, if he says it wrong, we cannot answer amen. But the point of matter here, no. The point of matter here is, when you say amen, so that means I approve the bracha that he said. But it doesn't finish by somebody says bracha and you say amen. That means there's an institute right there. You approve it?
Yes.
Say the truth.
No,
maybe. No, I'm doing better than them. I know better than them. There's a school over there. Which school is better? Which one?
Mine.
My school is better. But here, we see the difference of opinion that was here, the going on with Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avraham Shalom, that was exactly the one. What are you doing, Abba? Because he didn't say amen. He didn't approve it. Because he felt, no, that's how it should be done. He felt, you know, the way it's being done doesn't make sense. And that's what we go through constantly, all the time. So, no, it's not good, doesn't make sense. Why they, you know, wasting their time. That's what the way we think about it. That's our point of view is about other people. To answer amen, you know what it takes to answer amen for act of another Yehudi?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.